That was I've Been On, the new single from Chantley Jones, and I'm delighted to be joined by Chantley on the line. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, doing well, thanks. You're over in Charlotte, North Carolina at the moment, is that right?
Yes, correct.
Cool. Okay, well, let's talk about you and your musical career, your long musical career, because you were singing from a very early age, is that right?
Yeah, I started doing music at a real young age and started dancing and performing and stuff like that, writing songs. Yeah.
Yeah, you're in a church choir, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a very common route for a lot of singers, isn't it, in the States?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, not country, you know, and Baptists and stuff like that, growing up in the church and playing instruments and stuff is, you know, that's a tradition.
Yeah, and you're from a musical family because your father played the guitar, taught you the guitar, is that right?
Yeah, he played the acoustic, and he taught me how to play a little, you know, a little bit, and it was really good for me to learn how to play a guitar.
Oh, cool. What did you listen to growing up? Did you like guitar bands, or were you into soul singers? What kind of music did you like?
I listened to everything growing up. Well, back then when I was a kid, like, it was a lot of soul, you know, like Marvin Gaye, Rita Franklin, Chaka Khan, and then, you know, hip-hop, of course, Curtis Blow, Run DMC, Kool Moe Dee, Houdini, Big Daddy Kane, Tupac, Biggie. So it was like it was a mixture for me because, I came up in that era.
A lot of different genres. So this is sort of 80s and 90s stuff. Was there any particular record that had a massive effect on you where you thought, oh, I've got to be a singer, I've got to be a rapper or whatever?
Yeah, I had, like, one of my favorite raps was the Self-Destruction song back in the day. And it was a lot of artists from New York, and they was, you know, that's when the drugs was real bad. So, like, it was like one of those songs to, you know, encourage us to, you know, try to, you know, keep our communities clean and stuff like that. So that was like an empowerment song back then.
Yeah, so very influential. And you were involved in freestyle rap battles. I mean, I remember growing up in England at the same time and, you know, aware of the influence of rap, but I never saw any freestyle rap battles. But that was something that was like everyday life out there for you.
Oh, yeah. Freestyler was like, you know, you had to have your wordplay, your bar sharp back then. When I was growing up, they used to have the ciphers and stuff. And, you know, you might get called out to bust a 16 or something like that back then.
And you had some success at that as well. You sort of enjoyed the thrust of it all.
Yeah, I'll never forget. When I was about 11, going on 12, I actually won my first freestyle battle. And that's why I wanted to start rapping, because a lot of people, like, they liked the way I was flowing when I was young. So I said, I'm going to stick with it.
Tell us about Killer Crew as well. That was something that was happening around about that time as well, a little bit later. How did you get involved in that?
Well, it was me and my friend. We started a group back then, and it was four of us. Well, actually, it was three. And, you know, we just started a group. We was young, man. We were just starting out. And it just, you know, we just stuck with it, making demos and stuff like that. And, you know, because when you're young, you know, people don't really take you serious like that when you're a kid.
But you thought this is something that you definitely... You could see that you were going to have a career and really try and do something musically after that.
Yeah, definitely. Because, I mean, when I actually, you know, started doing it with them, it was more exciting. It was like something for us. It was recreational for us, even though we could rap. But we still had fun. We wasn't really, you know, like when you get older, this stuff gets serious. So we wasn't really on some serious stuff. We were just playing and making good songs and just doing what we had to do as kids rapping.
Yeah, and you also worked at a radio station as well. I've got to ask you about that because obviously, you know, we're radio station too. We're on 98 as well, like the one you were on, Power 98. Right. How was that for you? Did you enjoy your time there?
Oh, yeah, I loved it. You know, I was an intern and I learned a lot. You know, I learned about, you know, the list and people calling in and requesting songs and, you know, brushing shoulders with, you know, radio personalities like yourself. It was. I loved it, man. It was fun.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's what we like to hear anyway. We're always big on other radio stations ourselves. You went through a tough period in your life, though, but you used music and fashion as well to get you through it. I mean, you know, what can you tell us about that?
Yeah. I was incarcerated for like 4.5 years. And, you know, I took a lot of time of studying music, writing music, Just keeping my mind focused on my company, my imprint, and then, of course, my clothing line I had started up. And yeah, man, it just kept me motivated to stay focused.
Yeah, it gave you a new sort of, it gave you the idea that this doesn't have to be the way. I can go out and I can do something with music and with fashion as well.
Right, correct.
Yeah, yeah. How would you describe your musical style, sort of musically and lyrically?
My style is very different. You know, my lyrics is, they are raw and real. I'm a songwriter, so I write a lot of stuff that I've been through, I done seen. Or I actually, you know, if I see one of my closest friends or somebody I know going through something, I actually put it in the song.
Mm. So it's very sort of personal, and it's all about stuff that you relate to personally rather than sort of storytelling and that kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah. And musically, what are you sort of like hoping to emulate musically, or do you mix genres, or do you have your own style?
Yeah, I have my own style. You know, I actually you know, with R&B and soul music and stuff, like, I have a lot of passion in my songs. Like, you can actually listen. Like, my mixtape I just dropped is called Never Snitch Volume 2. It has DJ Plug hosting it. And the project is real well-rounded. I have a lot of real songs you can relate to.
Now, you're solo at the moment. Do you find that you're collaborating with a lot of people, or do you prefer to go your own way?
Well, I like to collaborate. It's just with this project, I wanted a lot, you know, my fans to really listen to my lyrics. I wanted them to focus on my artistry. So I didn't have no features on this project. But I love to collaborate because I'm a songwriter.
Yeah. Now, 2020 has been a very odd year for everybody, and we've all been in lockdown, and we've had lots of restrictions. How has the situation affected you as a writer? Have you been using your time to create more music?
Oh yeah, to me, it's good for me because I can make better. To me, I make better songs right now because I'm focused on the music. So, like, I can sit down and really take my time. I don't have to rush. And it makes you more thoughtful and, you know, it opens your mind. And, you know, it actually gives me more time to really use this as, you know, release therapy.
Mm.
And, you know, I look at it, it makes it real serious for me because then I can really sit down and put some real songs and write some real lyrics on paper.
Yeah, cool. Now, one of the things I read about you, you're a big basketball fan as well. You I think you still play, is that right? You still play basketball from time to time? You played when you were younger?
Well, I don't play now, you know, because, you know, I'm getting a little older, but yeah, I love that. That's my favorite sport.
You know,
I was supposed to go to the NBA, but
it's not so big in England, yeah, as you know, but my daughter's 15. She plays at a regional level here, so I still go to some games, and I'm still learning all the rules and all the rest of it. So it's a bit unusual because we weren't brought up on basketball in England. But you still enjoy it. You played a lot when you were younger, yeah?
Yeah, that was like one of my favorite sports, playing in school, you know, when it was time to have recreation in school. You know, we used to have the teams, and we go to 21 and stuff like that. It brings us close together too. Like basketball, sports is like, you know, it's like that, like the sport y'all have out there is real, like soccer and stuff like that.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's real big.
Who's your local team you support out there?
Well, of course, you know, Charlotte Hornets. I'm from Charlotte, so I got, you know, that's my city, so I got to vote for my city, man, Charlotte Hornets. And
oh,
course,
yeah. How are they doing at the moment? Are they doing well or not?
Oh, well, not yet. You know, hopefully we'll get that ring, you know, sooner or later.
Yeah, yeah, cool. Okay, what does the future hold in store for Chantley?
Well, I got a few. I'm working on a documentary. I'm actually, you know, putting some touches on the clothing line. I got another album I'm going to be dropping. Right now it's all about the mixtape, Never Snitch, yeah. Volume 2. It's available on all the outlets and stuff like that. So you can definitely check me out on Spin Rilla. My mixtapes, mix unit. I have a lot of stuff. I'm working on a movie as well. I'm still finishing up my movie. So I have a lot of stuff going on.
Sounds like you got a lot. What's the documentary going to be about?
It's basically going to be, you know, about my life growing up and, you know, pursuing my music as a kid, as a teenager, and going through obstacles as an artist, you know, and stuff like that. It's going to be real special.
Oh, fantastic. What's the best place to go on the web if people want to know more about you, see your music? Where's the best place to find you?
You can actually search me at www.chantleyjones.com. Or you can check me out. You can Google me. I'm actually in the process of doing my website right now. So I have a lot of things I'm working on, but you can actually find me at www.chantleyjones.com, or you can just Google search me, Chantley Jones.
That's fantastic. Chantley, it's great to chat on the phone today. Keep in touch with us about your future projects, and good luck with all the new music and the film and the documentary, everything else you're doing. Best of luck with it.
All right, thank you.